You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Na, 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 na.
Hi, Hannies. It's Amir Yasai, and you're back for season 2 of The Take On. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the show. I'm here with my good friend Anastasia from season 4 of Below Deck Med, the chef extraordinaire. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, just life in 2020 is a mess. This year needs to be over already. I'm done.
I know. But guess what? We're so close.
I know. We're almost there. 2 more months. I think we can make it.
We can make it.
I loved your season of Below Deck. And then now with, you know, the new season of Below Deck, it's just like so explosive. I was emailing with Hannah, and I know you're close with Hannah, and I just want to dive right into all of it. Did you see the reunion?
I saw the first part of the reunion. I didn't see the second part.
What were your thoughts?
I don't know. Like, it's just our season. We all, you know, we got along, and there was like some drama and stuff, but like, I don't know, this season, it just seems like there was a lot more like personal issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a little bit more backstabby and catty and kind of just like personal drama, not so much like drama on the boat and stuff like that. It was more just like personal drama that people were going through. And obviously, I mean, that's entertaining to watch, but I don't know. It felt really different from our season.
Do you think it's like, because, I don't know, like,
we all got along. We didn't want to like kill each other.
Well, that's always good. But do you think it's because your season, y'all didn't know what the show was all about? Because I feel like the show kind of blew up in the last couple of years. Like, it's gotten really big.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like since our season, the show got really big because our season was so good.
So good.
And we were such a, you know, like, we just gelled so well. Like, the crew dynamic was really fun. And, like, yeah, it was dramatic, but it wasn't, you know, we weren't sneaking into each other's cabins and taking pictures of each other's stuff, you know?
That is always good, right? What are your thoughts about that? Like, there's so much about maritime law and all this stuff. Like, what are your thoughts about this whole maritime law?
So if we want to talk about maritime law, it is illegal to search a crew member's cabin without the presence of the captain, the crew member, and I think like another witness.
Wow.
So if we want to talk about maritime law, let's talk about maritime law.
Yes. Anastasia, I love that.
So, yep. I mean, I don't know, the whole thing, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we're watching it on TV and obviously like it's edited and whatever, but you know, your actions are your actions. And if you want to preach about something, then you better make sure that you're living by your own rules.
Well said.
But I mean, you know, we weren't there. From what I saw, I don't think that was a legal move. I don't think it was the right move. I also think, like, I'm sorry, Hannah's been on the show for how many years? We all know she has anxiety. We all know she has prescription for, you know, Valium. Like, it's not like it's some new information.
Right. She's been very open about it.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, CBD is CBD. First of all, it's legal in Spain. It's legal pretty much everywhere. So,
wow.
If we want to talk about, like, you know, use of creams and medicinal things, then we should be talking to all the crew and looking at all their bags. So, I don't know. I just think the whole thing was a lot of big load of bullshit. I think everybody was really reactive and nobody really took the time to be like, okay, let's step back from the situation and see what should we be doing? How can we handle the situation properly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was properly handled.
Not at all. I felt like it was very attacked.
But again, I wasn't there.
Yeah, we saw what we saw, right? But it was, I felt like at times, like I felt like it was a vendetta from Captain Sandy that was like left over from past season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It could be something like that, or I just, it's hard to tell because like I'm not Captain Sandy. I don't talk to her extensively about Hannah or really at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not really sure what she was thinking in that moment, but you know, maybe in that moment she was overwhelmed by the situation and just kind of reacted a certain way. And maybe she looks back on it now and thinks, huh, maybe I should have, you know, put the brakes on for a minute and been like, okay, what can we actually do about the situation?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and there was no repercussions for, you know, Malia going through her things.
Not at all. It was almost encouraged.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, okay, maritime law. Let's talk about it. Let me get my handbook out because I will.
Well, I mean, that was the first time I heard it like that. I didn't even think about the illegal going through someone's room. Like, I never even thought of that.
It was completely an illegal search. Like, by the book, that was an illegal search.
Wow.
So, you know.
I just felt like what you said was really accurate. It felt like everyone was kind of just attack mode because even Jess mentioned that she had a CBD pen and Captain Sandy in the part two, she was like, I can't believe you had an illegal pen. And she tried to attack her. And it's like, you're off the boat. Like, you can't try to get her in trouble now.
Yeah.
Like, it's done. Like, she's off the boat.
It's just, it's the whole thing is just like, oh my God, everybody needs to just calm down. Like, it's fucking CBD, man. Who cares?
I used CBD the other day. Like, who cares?
I literally use it all the time. I also use THC all the time. So come at me. Come at me. You know what? I'm a Vermonter. We stand by THC. We stand by medical marijuana. We stand by medicinal CBD. Like, you want to come at me? I'm going to come at you from a medical point of view and tell you all the great benefits. Whatever. Like, I don't know. I just think people waste their time on the wrong things because they have nothing better to talk about.
There it is. I think there it is. And, you know, Hannah was, you know, she was very open about how she does at times hate her job, but like she is doing the best she can.
We all do.
We all do, right? I hate my job at times.
Oh, am I like so passionate about scrubbing toilets and, you know, cleaning teak and shining stainless steel? No. No. You know what we love? We love traveling. Mm-hmm. We love making money. We love meeting new people. We love seeing new places. Yeah, I do love being on a boat, but like I don't get to enjoy the boat. Like, yeah, maybe, I mean, if you're sailing, it's a little bit different, but on those motor super yachts, like everything needs to be bam, bam, bam. Like, yeah, we all fucking hate our jobs sometimes. That doesn't mean that you're bad. Doesn't mean that you're not passionate about what you do. Like, it's just such a cop out, such a bullshit thing to say to somebody like, oh, you don't want to be here. You don't like your job. Yeah.
Welcome to the
None
club.
None of us do. Like, everybody has bad days, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. And they kept using that against her, I felt like. Oh, you don't want to be here. And it's like, she said it. I don't want to be 40 scrubbing toilets.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, more power to you if you are. But like, Hannah has a different path in her life. But it wasn't a means to like, you know, figure out a way how to like get her off the boat. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't there. I can't make, you know, accurate judgments about what happened. But saying that, like, oh, she just wasn't there, whatever. Like, I've worked with her.
Right.
Guests love her. And you know what her job is? To make sure that the guests love her and they love their experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They always do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
She turns it on. Even when she hates them, she's like, bon appetit. Oh, yeah. You know, she, like, still puts it on. She's good at that.
Hannah is a really fucking smart woman and she works very hard. And maybe you don't see it on the show, but like I personally worked with her 16, 17, 18 hours a day for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, I shared a bunk with her. She's always on her phone, making some sort of arrangements, ordering some sort of thing, whatever. Like you guys don't see that stuff, but I see all the background shit that happens. Like this woman is always working.
Wow.
So it's just kind of, to me, I'm like the whole the whole thing is bullshit. I'm like, whatever. You guys have your opinions. You want to say these things. Like, I was her third stewardess. And then I was her chef. Like, mm-hmm. I know how hard this woman works.
Mm-hmm. No, she really does. You can see it. And do you feel like there was some kind of attempt to kind of demonize her and then it kind of backfired? Because I feel like people then sided with Hannah and Malia and Captain Sandy had to go private and turn off their comments. Do you think it kind of backfired, like that attempt backfired?
Dude, it totally fucking backfired on them. I told Hannah, I was like, Hannah, you are the only person in reality TV who can get fired for drugs on national television and have every single person have your fucking back.
Yep.
Yeah. Because we could all see through the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody had her back because they're like, no, you can't make her look like an asshole for having medication for, you know, illness or how, you know, however they deemed it.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's plenty of people in this industry who have anxiety, depression, like all these things. It is actually rampant.
I would think so.
In the yachting industry.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of these people have, you know, alcoholism, addiction to drugs, like all this stuff, way worse shit than having, you know, anxiety attacks, panic attacks. It's never, you know, hindered her ability to like do her job.
Mm-hmm. She always woke up and did her job after a major panic attack.
Oh, and Hannah has never slept. I slept through my alarm. Hannah has never slept through her alarm. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just think like it is such a cop out and it is like such bullshit. And you know how many people I've had messaging me and stuff being like, hey, like I have this thing, like, you know, I have to take pills for this, but it's manageable. Like, do you think I can be in yachting? And I'm like, the fact that like you even have to ask me that because of this mm-hmm. makes me so sad.
That's a bummer.
It is such a bummer. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't feel like you can't do something just because, you know, you're dealing with something on the inside. Like it should be okay.
Of course. And it's not your fault. You have a molecular imbalance that needs to be balanced out. Like that's not your fault.
You know what? We have an ENG1. That is a medical certificate signed by, you know, a maritime accredited doctor mm-hmm. that says you're fit for sea.
Mm-hmm.
There so if you have a clean ENG1 and you're on a boat, you are fit for sea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know. Yeah. If we're gonna be demonizing that and looking at that, then you know what? Everybody needs to have an exam to see if they're an alcoholic, if they're addicted to drugs, like mm-hmm. all these other things that mm-hmm. hinder your job a lot more than having to take Valium, you know, to manage if you are having some anxiety or stress.
Exactly. What about waking up hungover like the next day? Maybe you're still drunk and you're on the deck, like from going
out. How about when, you know, Jack and Travis were slugging beers in their cabin? Yeah, mm-hmm. Captain Sandy came down on them for that. Did they get fired?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What's that about? Do you think it's because alcohol is an accepted drug? I say drug because alcohol is a drug in some
way.
It
is a drug.
You know, and so I think it's accepted, whereas like Valium, it's like this like fearful, like, oh my God, she's going to overdose. And it's like, if you're an adult and you're taking the right prescribed amount, you're not going to have a problem.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think it's such bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. to me, I think alcoholism is way worse. Yes. Like, I have dealt with alcoholics in my life. I have dealt with alcoholic captains,
mm-hmm.
you know, alcoholic captains who put their hands on me. Ugh. Like, it is not okay.
Not okay.
So if we're going to have a clean sweep, a drug-free industry, let's start at the fucking top.
Mm-hmm. There's that. Damn. You know? Let's start at the top.
I have some things to say, Amir, and I'm going to say them. Like, say it them. Is such fucking bullshit. This uh-huh. whole thing is uh-huh. such bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. Hannah is my girl, and I will literally go to the end of the world for her. Like, fuck that. Everybody else.
I love that. Fuck everybody else. And you have to have each other's back, especially because people think it's a film TV show, so they're like, these are actors. No, these are real people. Like, no. These are real people with consequences. Yeah. When you put that on someone, like this happened with Lisa Rinna too. Oh, you're taking pills. And then it like stays with you. People are going to associate Hannah with Valium. And it's like, it's again, she's gotten away with it and living her best life. But that could really ruin someone else's life. Like by putting that with them, it's messed up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, Hannah, I mean, she's just such a genius, right? Like she's so funny. Like she just
cup, you know?
Has her little, I need a Valium cup. Like she makes light of this situation
right.
where a lot of people, if this had happened to them, right. they would be like completely off of social media. Mm-hmm. They'd be gone. Like, mm-hmm. You wouldn't know where they were,
right.
but she takes it like a champ
mm-hmm.
and she is, like you said, living her best life. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, you know what? I'm not going to let you guys bother me and make me out to seem like a villain. And the thing is people know that. Like, she has so many fans. So many people can see that she's a good person. And guess what? She is. She's the most loyal, like, loving friend I've ever had. So
she's amazing. The silver lining of all of this is that she finally went live on Instagram. Because we talked about
that. I had to show her how to do it. She's like, am I doing this right? Oh, like, God. She's such a grandma with technology. It's so funny.
I love that. Because she's always like, I don't want to go live.
Like, she has a platform and people should hear her voice.
They should. They absolutely should. Especially, like you said, when people are DMing you, can I go, you know, on a boat if I'm dealing with anxiety and depression? That's sad that people are holding themselves back because of this bullshit.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I don't.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we, you know, we started Ocean International Training Academy, which it's for people who are interested in yachting. And we have gotten countless DMs being like, hey, like, I take this. Like, is this okay? And I'm like, of course.
Right.
Like, if you are functioning day to day and like, this is what you need, then that's okay.
That's amazing.
You know, it don't let it hold you back. And don't let some idiot on TV make you feel bad about it, you know?
Right.
It's just, it's terrible. It's honestly, it's really terrible. Right. And I'm really glad that people saw that and that they snapped back and they're like, hey, no, that's not okay. You don't call a panic attack a freak out.
Right, right. Well, it's demonizing again. It's making fun of it. And if someone broke their foot, there's so much emotion around that. I'm so sorry you broke your foot. But when you have an internal problem, people are like, get over it. Get over it. Get up. Get your money. Stop. Like, people make, they want you to do that whole get up with your bootstraps, you know, that whole BS.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, too, is in the yachting industry, it is how it is. Like, if you had guests on board and, you know, they're awake or they're sleeping, whatever, like, you have to turn it on no matter what is going on inside of you, around you and your family, your friends. Like, you have to put a smile on and deal with it. And sometimes, like, your cabin, you know, kind of turns into this toxic place. Like, I know when I was dating, you know, my captain at the time, our cabin turned into this super toxic place because we didn't have anywhere to go to talk about things.
Wow.
You can't be in front of guests. You can't be sad. You know, if your boyfriend just said something really terrible to you and you're in the middle of service, doesn't matter.
You got to suck it up.
Yeah, be like, yeah, everything's fine. Can I get you more cheese? Like,
oh my God. How do you do that? Like, you know, with like Jess and Rob this season, like those relationships that are up and down like that. And, you know, you've experienced it as well. How do you, like, do you just like have a mantra? Like, how do you, like, as I've worked at a nightclub and you have to do the same thing. You have to suck it up. You could have gotten an accident. You could be being evicted and you have to be like, do you want more drinks? Like, crazy. So how do you do that?
Just crying on the inside. Yeah,
crying on the inside.
I mean, that's just hospitality. Like, if you get into the hospitality industry, like, you have to be some sort of sicko, like, a little bit, you know? You got to be a little bit twisted because it's true. You got to always turn it on, be smiling. And if you're not, guess what? You're not going to have your job.
Wow. There's always someone waiting to be taken.
They're going to be like, if you bring that out of your cabin, we don't want you here. So, you know, you really got to have some good coping mechanisms in place. Otherwise, you're fucked.
You are fucked. Get some coping mechanisms if you want to work on a super yacht. That's
yeah, no, seriously, you got to. I mean, luckily for me, I had my yoga practice and, you know, I have my journal and that's kind of how I would bring it together. Like, I mean, you can see a little bit of like my anxiety and my, you know, like, completely crumbling on the show, but like there were so many moments where I was just like in the bathroom, literally like, okay, it's fine. They didn't like this dish. It's okay. You're a great chef. You're awesome. You love cooking, you know, like everyone's like, oh, you were so cocky, whatever. I'm like, you don't understand. I had to convince myself just to get through the day that like I was doing well. You know, it's not for the camera. It's not for whatever. It was for myself just to try and like be like, yeah, I love it. Love cooking. I'm awesome. I'm totally a super yacht chef. Like, I got it. So you just, I don't know. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. And it's funny because like I would never think of you as cocky because all the male chefs are insane. Like the ego.
Oh, I know. It's such a double standard.
So when people called you like cocky or said you were really into what you're doing, it's like, we don't say that to the men. And look at Tom this season. Like, he was insane, but everyone's like, well, his food's so good, it doesn't matter. Like, what do you, what was the difference between being a third stew and then all of a sudden becoming chef? Do you think that, like you said, you had to work on this confidence, but do you think that you were in over your head at times? Like, that's a really tough position.
For sure I was in over my head. I mean, like, I was not prepared for that position. So I came onto Sirocco being like, yep, I'm the third stewardess. You know, I'm like, I'm going to clean this toilet better than anyone's ever cleaned this toilet before. You know, I didn't have my cookbooks. I didn't have my knives. I didn't have my recipes. I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything planned, you know? And for me, yes, I was a yacht chef before, but I wasn't working on 50-meter yachts, you know? So I was in way over my head. But you know what? When your boss offers you a goddamn promotion, you're going to try.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And people are like, well, you shouldn't have taken it. I'm like, oh, okay, Cindy. If your boss said, hey, I want to promote you and let you try this, are you going to say, no, I don't want the promotion. I don't want more money. No, you're not going to say that. You're going to say, okay, fuck yeah, I'm going to try it.
And you do get more money. I did confusing. Well. Do you get more money?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, so you get more money plus the tips. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, going from third stew to chef, you're jumping a lot of ranks there.
That's cool. Okay, that makes sense.
And I mean, chefs need to be paid well because the job is difficult.
Very difficult.
Whew. It's very difficult. So.
Wow. How hot does it get in there? Does it get crazy hot?
It's hot, but it's honestly like it needs to stay hot because as you see, we have a lot of problems with keeping the food cool or warm. So your galley can't be cold.
Right. It's so far. Like I always wondered, like, what was every boat? It seems like the galley's far from the dining room. It's not a good.
Yeah, it is far. And you know, it's also when you're plating and stuff, that is your entire vision coming together on a plate. So it takes time to construct a beautiful dish. And then you got to construct 8 dishes.
Whoa.
And then you got to have everybody carry them all the way upstairs. And you got to stand there. You got to explain what it is. You know, you have many minutes that elapse between the plating and then getting it up in front of the guest. So it, you know, sometimes I had problems with the food. Sometimes I didn't. Like, you know, Ben finally got those domes. And yet we still had struggles with cold food.
Right.
You know, that wind is whipping through.
It's such a it's
what to do. And people are gonna complain. I mean, just eat it.
I think rich people are gonna complain about everything. And it seems like every episode there's like one rich person that complains more and wants to be more difficult. And what's the most difficult request food-wise you've gotten?
I mean, the Queen of Versailles, she wanted mint jelly.
Girl.
And I was like, I am not about to make mint jelly.
No.
First of all, no idea how to make mint jelly. Second of all, I just made like this gorgeous tzatziki to put on this lamb. Like, you don't need mint jelly, okay?
No, you don't.
Like, you don't need it.
Ugh, mint jelly.
So that one was weird. Yeah. The sea urchin, that was a little weird. But I did it.
You're a trooper, man. You're a trooper.
I cut them open, scooped out their gonads, and put them on some squid ink pasta with champagne parmesan sauce. It was delicious.
Sounds delicious until you said gonads.
Yeah, well, that's the part of the sea urchin that you eat. So.
Wow, that's so interesting. I didn't know that. Fun fact.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the perfect podcast for it. We love to hear about gonads. That's amazing. I love that. That's really, what was your advice to Kiko? How do you think he could have turned it around? Because you really turned it around and you made it through.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, for me, the big difference was that when I was down and Captain Sandy could tell I was getting down, they don't show this ever, but she pulled me up into the bridge so many times and showed me the ranking scale. Wow. And she said, "You're not here anymore," pointing to the third stew. And she was like, "You're here. You are chef. Take control of your galley. You got this. I believe in you. I've worked with so many chefs and you have talent."
Wow.
She built me up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when I watch it back now, I see that like in her interviews and stuff, she was like, "Ooh, Anastasia, I don't know." But I wasn't aware of any of that. What she showed me was that she believed in me and she, you know, she built me up. She tried to anyway. Like, I still like kind of crumbled and was like, "I can't do this." But you know, she tried to just be like, "Hey, like, I think your food's really good. Like, you got this." Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I respect
that. And even after Johnny Damon and his whatever, like, came and said that, she came and said that to me, but she was like, "But don't worry. Like, I know you're good. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you can do it."
That's
I was so broken down after I heard that, of course. Like, it sucks.
And what did he say again? On a plate. What did he say again, Johnny Damon?
Well, they were just like, "Well, you know, it wasn't really five star and da 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 da." And like, so many times I told him, I was like, "If there's anything that you need me to change or something you don't like, please tell me so I can adjust." But I never heard any feedback from them until the very last day when they brought Captain Sandy upstairs and then complained about the food.
Wow.
So I was just like, "You know what? I gave you so many opportunities to say something. I asked many times and you always said, 'Oh, it's great. It's great. We love it.'"
So what am I supposed to do with
that? How am I supposed to know you don't like something if you don't tell me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I mean, listen, you're where you are and you have such a great spirit and you've moved past it and you took that job on and it was really inspiring to a lot of people, honestly. Like, to see a female chef in the galley doing her thing, jumping rank, like, it was really inspiring. And the friendship between you, Hannah, and Aisha, yes. It was so cute and it was so fun to see. And, you know, even seeing Aisha on this season, kind of her floundering and not kind of finding her tribe. I was like, it's because Hannah left and, you know, Anastasia's not there. Like, y'all were so cute together. And I know that obviously you and Hannah started a business, but do the three of you still kind of touch base and hang out and all
for that? Sure. Yeah. Like, just on Instagram and, you know, on WhatsApp here and there. Aisha's obviously, you know, she's on her grand adventure right now across the U.S. And, you know, Hannah is, you know, stepping foot into motherhood and I'm just still all over the place, but it's beautiful because we are all in such different places in our lives. Mm-hmm. And yet we still find the time to connect and check in and say, "Hey, how are you?" I mean, I talk to Hannah every single day because the business and everything, but also just, you know, we love each other. And like, I know, is the same with Aisha. So it's just beautiful because from this show, we actually created a real friendship.
Right.
It wasn't just for the show. It wasn't just for the cameras. Like, we actually are real friends.
Aww.
And it's beautiful. And like, I can honestly call pretty much everybody like a true friend, like Colin, like I'll call him up and we meet up in Long Island. And, you know, it's nice to check in with people and it's nice to actually have like a real connection. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel this season, mm-mm. I don't know.
No.
Like, I don't know who's friends with who or you, if they even talk. Like,
it's more alliances, less friendship. And I think that's the difference.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to put it.
Speaking of good friendships obviously becoming business, you and Hannah started this business. Can you tell us a little bit more about what, like, made you guys start a business? What made you want to kind of create this? You know, it's kind of like almost like a masterclass in yachting.
Yeah. So it was really cool because Hannah I actually have the screenshot of it. She messaged me and said, "Hey, babe, I have a business proposal for you. Call me when you can." And I called her and she, you know, she tells me this idea and she's like, "But I have the idea. I have the capital." But she's like, "I need an executor."
Mm.
And that's you. She's like, I know how you work. And I know if you want something, like, you get it done. I'm like, girl, you came to the right girl. Yes. Like, I got you. I love this idea. I think it's perfect. It was kind of like the meeting of the mind. So, like, you know, she has these strengths. I have these strengths. And we put it together. And we have had such a beautiful business relationship and such a beautiful friendship because of it as well, because we work so well together. Mm-hmm. And I'm so honest with her. Whereas I feel like a lot of people kind of blow smoke up her ass because they're like, oh, Hannah, like, yeah. You know, yeah. But I'm just like, no, that's a bad idea. Don't do that. I hate that. Or I'll be like, that's brilliant. Like, let's figure out how to do that.
Right.
So we're very honest and real with each other. And I think that's super important. And a lot of people have been like, oh, you know, be careful working with your friends and like mm-hmm. business and blah. But like, we honestly haven't had one hiccup.
Great.
Like, there hasn't been one time where I felt like, oh, she's not being honest with me. And like, or she's felt, oh, she's not being honest with me. Like, we openly communicate about everything. And I think that's really important for any type of relationship, really. Absolutely. So it's been, you know, we did it like super fast and mm-hmm. it's been a success. And, you know, every day it's still a new business. We're working to get better and better and better. And it's just been such a beautiful process and seeing all the students that we have and how they're actually like changing their lives. Like, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I'm like, Hannah, like, let's take a moment to realize we are changing the course of people's lives. Like, mm-hmm. there can be people who have literally never had a passport before.
Wow.
Who are leaving their hometowns for the first time to go travel the world. Like, that is insane.
It's insane.
It's hard to see sometimes because it's an online business, you know? So it's tough to like see like the, you know, the manifestation of mm-hmm. our product. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have these like live Zoom calls with our students and just seeing their faces and hearing their stories. Aww. And it's been such a beautiful experience.
You're giving me goosebumps. I love that.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
It's really, really cool. It's really cool to be able to go through something crazy like Below Deck and then be able to use your knowledge of yachting to help other people. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's cool too to like use our fucking Alex FaceTiming me.
Alex, leave her alone.
Hold on, let me dump. I am in an interview. Sorry.
No, it's
What was the question?
What was I going to ask you? Oh, yes. I wanted to ask you kind of what is your high point and low point for your season?
Oh, man. Low point was feeling like I had to call it quits with the chef thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I really sometimes I use the word give up. People are like, don't use that word. You didn't give up. But, you know, it's like it wasn't supposed to be my job in the first place.
Right.
But, you know, I definitely wanted to succeed. I'm super competitive mm-hmm. and like I am very passionate about cooking and I know that I do cook well. So it was kind of shitty to have to step down. But, you know, I think it was better for the crew. It was better for me. It was better for the guests. So I guess I am glad that I did it. But, you know, it did kind of suck.
Right.
And the high point was just making these lifelong friendships.
It's amazing.
And all the cool people that I've met, all the production team, the sound team, the cameramen and women, like everybody is just so invested in this project and it's so beautiful. And we all worked so hard to create it. And it's, yeah, just being able to like be around such passionate and creative people is really an honor.
I love that. I got a lot of DMs when we went live asking if you would come back.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Would I be the chef again? No. Maybe if we got on like a super big boat, I would be the sous chef.
Right. But not a full-on chef. That's
no, it's to me, I love what I do. And when I recently I was just on like a, you know, 88-foot yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so great for me. Such a great fit. Loved the people who owned the boat. Loved the crew that I was working with. I really kind of tuned into it and it was doing exactly what I wanted. I didn't feel pressure from anybody. And when I feel like I'm free in the galley and like I can do what I want, that's when I really excel and I shine.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I didn't feel that way. I wasn't comfortable on Sirocco. Mm-hmm. I was always questioning myself. You know, I was on camera. I had, you know, all these people who've been in the yachting industry for so long. And it was just, I don't know, it was just a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. And I didn't feel as comfortable, and my creativity wasn't able to, you know, come out as much because I was so stressed out.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I think having that freedom is so important. And, you know, a lot of people are confused as well with all these boats still running, like during coronavirus. So how has that been? Like, how has that changed your job?
Honestly, not that much, to be honest with you. Like, if I don't want to sign any contracts because, you know, I'm kind of all over the place. I'm doing this online business. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of stuff going on. So for me, freelancing is perfect. Mm-hmm. So when I want a job, I'll post my CV in a Facebook group or whatever, and then I'll get some hits on it. And then I kind of like bounce them against each other and see like what's going to fit the best for me, what's going to pay me what I want, and what's going to be the most comfortable.
Perfect.
So I'll take a job when I feel like I want to take a job. And that's great for me because I get excited. I get so excited to get back on a boat. I get so excited to cook again. Mm-hmm. And I feel so happy to be there.
Right.
Whereas if I'm just chartering, back to back to back to back to back to back for months on end, I lose that excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that about myself. So for me to take breaks between my yachting gigs is really important for me. So that's why, I mean, that's how I do it. I mean, for some people, it's better to sign contracts and, you know that they have like a job and everything. But for my lifestyle right now, it's better for me to just be freelance.
I love that. Freelance is great. Yeah. I love the freelance life.
Yeah, I make my own hours. I do what I want. It's great.
It's amazing. I love that. Well, I love talking to you as always. You're wonderful. Just tell us your business name again and your Instagram where people can follow along.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. I do love talking to you as well. So my personal Instagram is Nastia Sirmava. My website is nastiasirmava.com. And our business page is oceaninternationaltrainingacademy.com, or it's oceanint training academy on Instagram. And our website is a really great place to find out everything about what we're doing, our courses, our course outlines, and how to get into yachting. So if you are interested in living this life of travel and making money while you're doing it, then it's definitely the place to start. So oceaninternationaltrainingacademy.com.
I love that name. That's amazing. Well, thanks again for being here. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Take On. The Take On is produced by Dory Berenstein and Alan Seals, edited by Kyle Moore, and is a proud member of the Broadway Podcast Network. You can find out more about me and The Take On at bpn.fm/TheTakeOn, and of course on my Instagram at Amir Yass Official. Yes, honey, we're official. Make sure to subscribe and rate The Take On wherever you stream your podcast, and keep tuning in for more amazing guests.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.